Blog Talk Radio.
Not just only me, cover this broadcast and every listening ear on this broadcast today. Amen and amen. You are tuned in to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane. And this broadcast was founded by the very late Apostle Gloria Cheva Porter. Amen. And amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and you will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. You ought to give God praise. You ought to just thank God for just waking you up this morning, because you know what? This is a brand new day. This is a day that wasn't promised to none of us. It's a gift from our Father. When we open up our eyes in the morning, I tell you, a brand new day to get it right. Amen. Well, y'all know what time it is. You know we start this broadcast off with prayer. So for those of you that have your prayer list, you know, let us all gather our prayer list. We pray in one for another, for we are our brothers and sisters' keepers. Amen. So go ahead, get your prayer list, begin to draw your minds in, get in that place for your Father, which is in heaven, praying and interceding for others. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we're giving you honor, we give you glory, and we're giving you praise, Lord Father. Thanking you for this brand new day, Lord Father, that you have given us, Lord Father. So, Heavenly Father, as we come before you this day, Father, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, as we lay our hands upon our prayer lists, Lord Father, you know each and every person name by name, Lord Father, and what they're in need of. Heavenly Father, some ask for prayer, Lord Father, for themselves or for others, Lord Father. Father, we're touching and agreeing with them this day, Lord Father, that your will be done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the prayers that you have already answered. The prayers, O God, that you're answering as we praying, Lord Father, and about to answer, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for every prayer request, every praise report, Lord Father. Father, for we know that healing is the children's bread. And Father, we thank you right now for your healing virtue, Lord Father, touching those today that need healing, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for your salvation, Lord Father, for those that are seeking, Lord Father God, your salvation. Father, we thank you and glorifying you, Lord Father, that we can come together in unity, Lord Father, praying, Lord Father, one for another, Lord Father. Father, we thank you and glorifying you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Lucy, Lord Father. And we thank you for the praise report, Lord Father. Father, that she is home, Lord Father, and she's doing well, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for bringing her through the surgery, Lord. Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to continue to touch and heal her body, Lord. Father, we thank you for every prayer warrior, Lord Father, that continue to warn, intercede, Lord Father, and others' behalf, Lord. Father, we continue hold before you Jordan, Lord Father, and asking you, O God, to intercede right now, intervene on his behalf, Lord Father. Father, you know what he's in need of, Lord Father, and we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, O God, for touching and moving right now, Lord Father. Touch his parents, Michelle and Edmund, Lord Father, as they continue, Lord Father, to stand by his side, Lord Father, believing, Lord Father, on you, Lord Father. Father, touch his friend right now, Lord Father. He needs you, O God. Touch him right now, Lord. Father, we ask you to move on his behalf as well right now, Lord Father, as we pray for his salvation right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, O God, for touching Sharon right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for continually touching her stomach area, Lord Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord Father, and continue this healing right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Elizabeth and her family, Lord Father. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, as she continue, Lord, Father God, to do your business, Lord Father, never failing, Lord Father, to do your will, Lord. Father, we ask you, O God, to look upon her and her family, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for being that provider and that way maker, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for being that healer right now, Lord. So, Father, we continue to speak strength to her right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kathy right now, Lord Father. And we thank you, O God, for just continually touching her bodies, Lord, her body, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for all that you have done for her and doing for her, Lord Father. Father God, touch her son as well, Lord Father. Father, as we hold DJ before you, Lord Father, we thank you, O God, for your healing virtue. Just flowing through and through him, Lord Father, round about him, Lord Father. We thank you and glorify you, Lord Father, for you said by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father, and we thank you for our healing, Lord. Father, we hold before you Elder Rosser right now, Lord Father. Father, as we hold her before you, Father, we thank you for your supernatural strength, Lord. We thank you, O God, for just continually, Lord Father, holding her up, pouring back into her, Lord Father, as she war and intercede on others' behalf, Lord Father. See about her children right now, Lord Father. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for healing cancer right now, Lord Father. Father, we know that you're bigger than cancer, every sickness and every disease, Lord Father, for that was the stripes, Lord Father, that your only begotten son took, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you. We decree it and we declare it right now in the name of Jesus. Continue, Lord Father, to call those, Lord Father, that have cancer, Lord Father. Father, that are going through chemo, Lord Father, or radiation, Lord Father, we cover them under the blood right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we shall decree and declare that they are cancer-free, Lord Father, until we hear, Lord Father, that they are cancer-free, for we stand in touching and agreeing with them right now, Lord Father, knowing, O God, that your will be done in the name of Jesus. Father, we continue to hold before you Jerome right now, Lord Father, that have cancer, Lord Father. Father, we continue, Lord Father, to hold before you Bobby right now, Lord Father, that have throat cancer, Lord. Yamalette, that have breast cancer, Lord Father. We're coming against cancer right now and all the tentacles that go along with it, drying it up from the root cause right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Spurgeon Walters, O Lord, that has lung cancer right now, O God. Yvonne Talbot, O God, that has uterus cancer, O God. Father, we laying them before you right now, Lord Father, speaking their healing right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, TJ that has pancreas cancer, O God, touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch right now, O God. Father, your strength, O God, is what they're in need of, Lord Father. And we thank you for your supernatural strength, Lord. Father, we hold before you Ruthie right now, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you, O God, for touching her body right now, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, O God. We ask you to continue, Lord Father, to touch and heal her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Tori, Lord Father. And Father, we are praying, Lord Father, not just for his salvation, Lord Father, but mercy, O God. Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father, to send that special person right now, Lord Father, of you, Lord. Father, that will take care of him, Lord Father, the sense, Lord Father. Father, we seem hopeless, Lord Father. But Father, we know, Lord Father, that you're there and you will never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. So Father, as he deal with losing his sight, Lord Father, we ask you, oh God, Lord, for better living conditions, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for caring and loving people, Lord Father, people with compassion, oh God. Standing round about him, Lord Father, for we are our brothers and sisters' keepers, Lord Father. Bless those, Lord Father, that are caregivers this day, Lord Father. Father, as they take care of others, Lord Father, we ask you to look upon them, Lord Father, and take care of them, Lord Father, for sometimes they forget, Lord Father, that they themselves need taken care of, Lord. And Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you for strengthening them, for touching their bodies, for healing their bodies, for giving their bodies the rest, Lord Father, that they need right now in the name of Jesus. Father, let your prayer warriors, Lord Father, your intercessors, your watchmen this day, O God, rise up, Lord Father, and fail not, Lord Father, to cry, Lord Father, out for others right now, Lord Father. Cover them under the blood right now, Lord. Father, there is so much mass shooting, oh God, that is going on, Lord. So, Father, this day, Lord Father, we cover, Lord Father, not just our home under the blood, Lord Father, but, Father, we're praying and covering our neighborhood, oh God, under the blood, Lord. Father, we're praying for this nation, Lord Father, our city, our state, our region, Lord Father. We're praying right now, Lord Father, against that enemy right now. Their job right now, Lord Father, is to steal, kill, and destroy, Lord Father. But we come in against it right now with the blood covering in the name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you for seeing the blood covering, Lord Father, our loved ones, Lord Father, our children, Lord Father, those that are attached to us, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for covering us under the blood in our going out and our coming in right now, Lord Father. So, Father, I thank you for this broadcast right now, Lord Father. Father, not only this nation, oh God, that it touched, but it touched many other nations, Lord Father. So, Father, I thank you for touching those people in the nation, Lord Father. Father, as they listen, Lord Father, they hear it, Lord Father, in their language right now, Lord Father. We thank you for healing and deliverance, Lord Father, spreading through, Lord Father, the airways this day, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the ears to hear, Lord Father, and the heart to receive, Lord Father, the word, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for preparing us right now, Lord Father. Father, to hear your word, to learn more about your word, to read and study your word, oh God. We thank you for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, Lord Father. For Father, oh God, we have not, for we ask not, Lord Father. So, Father, this day I'm asking you to touch your people, Lord Father, those that are seeking your face like never before, oh God. Let them, oh God, be a light in someone's darkness this day, Lord Father. Rise them up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. For, Father, we know who we are and who we belong to, Lord Father. And, Father, we thank you, Lord Father, that knowing that we have more fighting for us, oh God, than against us, Lord Father. So, Father, we fail not to give you the honor. We fail not to give you the praise and the glory that is due unto your holy name, oh God. Father, we thank you for change right now, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, Lord Father, for preparation right now, Lord Father. And we thank you, Lord Father, how you will continue to manifest it in our lives, Lord Father, as long as we believe, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Give God praise today because you know what? Open your mouth and you can speak. You can praise God. You can shout glory. Hallelujah. You don't have nothing hindering you. from opening up your mouth and praising God. And if you can't open your mouth, you can lift your hands and give God that wave offering today, thanking him for allowing you this day that wasn't promised to you. You can go outside. You can see all his creation. You can look around and you can see all what he have manifest in your life because you didn't do it. He did. The job that you're at. The job that you're at is there. He saw fit to give you that job. He saw fit to give you that house, whatever your heart desire. Seek his face this day, people. Begin to pray. If you don't pray, begin to have a prayer life today. You can start off with 5 minutes, and you will see how that 5 minutes begin to grow to 15 minutes, begin to grow to an hour, begin to just continually just growing until you're just praying and just having that conversation with God, having that relationship, that time with God today. And with you doing that and creating that relationship with God, let me tell you, all hell can be breaking loose around you because the enemy's job is to take you off your assignment, what God has prepared and ordained for you to do. And you are not allowing that distraction to give from preventing you from being in that peace with God, that peace, the peace that he gave you, not the world, the peace that passed all understanding. And the enemy is just looking at you and want to know why I them out of their peace. So today, develop that relationship with your Lord and Savior today, and be a light in someone's darkness today. Be a light in someone else's darkness today. Ask God to use you this day. Amen. We serve an awesome and powerful God. We do. If we only believe and take him out of the box that we put him in. Let me give you a word for today. I say, as we work to create light for others, we naturally light our own way. As we work to create light for others, we naturally light our own way. When people see that light around you, it's just radiating off of you. And they're going to come to you and want to know why you're so glowing, that light around you. This is your opportunity to share your testimony with them for what God has done for you, what God is doing for you. This is your opportunity to witness to them of who your Father in heaven is, and that you can get that same light, that same light. I tell you, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. I thank God for waking me up this morning, clothing my right mind, being able to come on this broadcast today and just share with you, pray with you. If you need prayer, if you have a testimony, let me tell you, even if you want to, you know, accept God into your life, all you have to do, you may be listening on another device and not the phone line, The call-in number is 347-857-3925. We are not here to judge you. We are here to pray for you. We are here to encourage you. We are here to prepare you. You know, we are here to help you learn more about your Lord and Savior and who he is. That's what we're here for. We're not here to judge. We are our brothers and sisters' keepers. We ought to pray one for another. Encourage one another. Don't build someone up and then tear them down in the same breath. But continue to build them up just like someone helped you and build you up. Encourage you when you're down. Do that to others today. You may go in the grocery store today, and that cashier may be having a hard today. Maybe another customer came by and aggravated them or, you know, said something to put them in that place. But you know what? You can turn it around for them. You can turn it around for them. It could just be a smile. It could just be a soft spoken mannerism. So today, be a blessing. Be a blessing to someone else today. Whether it be your time, your finances, whatever it is God leads you today, be obedient to that still small voice. Be obedient to that still small voice today. You know, I'm talking to you as the speaker, you know, prepare herself to come before you to bring forth the word that God has given her today to give to you all. So I'm trusting that you went ahead and you call up, you know, your friend, your girlfriend, your sibling, whoever you want to call, and say, come on and hear this awesome woman of God today. Come hear how God is using her to bring forth the word. Because people, the word is what's going to keep you. When all else fail, that word and the word, God, the word is God, that Bible that you're reading. And when someone is talking to you and they're giving you a scripture and they're telling you to go to this scripture, go to the scripture yourself. Because there's so many translations out there right now. I stick with the King James Version. You may have the NIV or whatever other version. When I read from the King James Version. You open and follow along with them. Follow along with them and begin to spend time reading for yourself. A lot of people say, I don't understand it, thou did this and all of that. But God say, ask for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. That's what he said. Ask for it. We have not because we didn't ask for it. Ask for the spirit of awareness, alertness, spirit of understanding. And when you begin to read the Bible and spend time reading it in God's word, let me tell you, this Bible, you continually hear me say it, Bible will be taken away from us. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to believe me. But when the day comes, you're going to remember. You may not remember who tell you or where you have heard it, because I'm not the only one saying it. The Bible will be taken away from us. Eat the word today, people. Eat the word. Hunger for the word. the word is going to sustain you. Your faith, belief is going to sustain you in this day and time. People, we're in the last days. What will be coming on this earth? The Bible tells you many hearts going to fail them. Many hearts. Let me tell you, people, here, when you hear the word prepare, prepare. Prepare yourself. Not just in the natural. Prepare yourself spiritually. Get it right. Get it right that you're able to help others to get in that place and grow in Christ as well. So you're not just preparing, you know, for a hurricane, a tornado. You have, you know, drills or set places that you need to be. Be in that set place today in Christ. Be in that set place today. Prepare your heart, your mind, your body. Prepare today. Because let me tell you, if you're not in Christ or not in Christ today, all I'm going to say is find him. We never know when he's going to call our name. We never know when he's going to call our name. So I'm going to bring before you the speaker of the hour today. She prays. She do her calling as God called her to do. She never fails in helping. And you know what? Sometimes in your helping others, sometimes you may get discouraged because people take advantage. But you know what? When you're doing it unto God. And let me tell you, she go above and beyond for others. So I ask you this day to prepare your heart and prepare your mind as she come before you. She's a woman of God. She don't mind bringing the word. And I thank her for assisting me when I ask. And sometimes I don't even have to ask. She volunteers. So I'm going to bring before you the speaker. And as we cover her under the blood and put that hedge of protection round about her, and she allow God to just use her as she let go and let him have his perfect way. I bring to you my sister, not just in Christ, but my sister, none other than Evangelist Yurisha Merchant.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Minister Diane. As I go forth with the word, I would like to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, as I come forth before you, God, asking you, Father, to let it be your words and not my words, Father. Let it be a rhema word that touch your people this day, God. Holy Spirit, I ask, God, that you fall on your people this day, God. Open up the ears so they can hear, oh God. Open up the eyes so they can see, Father. Pour out your spirit on them this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you decrease me while you increase in me, Father God, and take me higher in another dimension in you, Father. We ask, God, that you strengthen the host of this hour in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the word that you've given me that's about to come forth to be a blessing towards your people. I pray for the nations, Father. I pray for the four corners even right now. I pray for the north, the south, the east, and the west. Give it up right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we need your help today, God. We need your help, Father. Our nation is in trouble, oh God. We need deliverance, oh God. We need salvation, oh God. We need healing in our land this day, Father. We ask, God, that you heal, deliver, and set us free this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. How many of you know today that this is your season for a breakthrough? This is your season for a breakthrough. What do you want God to do for you right now? Talk to God. Let him know what you want him to do. He will answer you. Or he will answer you right there and then. Just talk to him. Don't demand him. Don't put a demand on God. Just talk to him and let him know. Say, God, I'm looking for a house. God, I'm looking for a new wife. God, I'm looking for a new husband. God, I'm looking for a car. You talk to God, because when you talk to God, you're declaring today what you want. He said life and death is in the power of the tongue. Okay, my message today is release your faith. We're going to release your faith to get you in that place so God can hear you by releasing your faith. I look up the word faith. Faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. In Hebrews 11 and 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Glory. Faith without works is dead. So therefore, we're going to declare today and call those things that are not as though they were. We're going to call it in. We're going to speak it today so it can manifest, so you can get your blessings that's coming forth from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We're going to call it for today and expect that bumper crop. Glory to God. Say, we always say, for we walk by sight and not by, we always say we walk by faith and not by sight. Why we say that? A lot of us don't know the real reason why we say it, or we say it because we hear other people saying it, but you need to get some kind of understanding today in what that word really means, that we walk by faith and not by sight. See, when I say I walk by faith and not by sight, it's a journey that will allow me and you to see and feel the experience of God as he was meant to be in all his fullness and all his grace. Having faith is trusting that God's word is true. God's word don't go out and return to him void. It accomplishes everything that it pleases. The faith that God begun in us will grow when exposed to God's word. So you pick up the book, the Bible every day, and you read 5-10 minutes to get God's understanding, to know what God is saying, to experience the fullness and walk in God's grace as he cover us. Every time when we pick up that book, that word is so powerful. It is like, it hits you. It's like, oh my God. Oh my, the word convicts you whether or not we like it or not. The word convicts us. See, God is a spirit being, and that spirit being dwells in us. So therefore, when we read that word, we get in more and more of God's word. It's like a hunger and thirst after God like never before. We express our faith through actions, by the way we live, the way we talk to people. That's how our faith is expressed through. Having faith in God is trusting him and obeying his commandments. Huh? We have to live by his commandments. He say, love thy neighbor. He say, honor thy mother and your father, for your days will be long. We got to live by his commandments. Not by man commandments, but by God commandments. We got to get out ourselves and allow God to use us. see, when you walk by faith and not by sight, you go places you don't know. God is taking us to a place that he's preparing us for what's about to come. He's preparing us for that new house. He's preparing us for you to get that husband. He's preparing you to get that wife. He's preparing you. That's why he takes you. He say, where you go, your family cannot go. And they don't understand. Some of our family don't understand. Where God is taking us, they cannot come. They just don't understand. One thing that God will reveal to us is that when you walk upright in obedience, he will always guide us. He said he will never leave us, nor he will never forsake us. He said, hold on to the vision. Hold on to my dreams, because he has planted it in our heart. See, he knows our expected end. He do. He knows all about us. Even when we was in our mother's womb, God knows all about us. See, let me take you back to what Joseph. Joseph endured a lot. And he had his siblings. His siblings wasn't understanding what he was doing, because Joseph had a lot of dreams. And Joseph was trying to get his brothers to understand, and trying to he was trying to tell his brothers about his dream. But the more he trying to explain to his brothers, the more his brothers hated him. He keep having all these dreams and stuff. His brother wasn't listening to him, because they didn't want to hear nothing Joseph had to say. Joseph went and tell his dad, and his dad rebuked him. So, you know, you guys can take the time out and read all about it in Genesis 37 about Joseph, what all Joseph had to endure. Joseph had to trust God. That's how his faith had to been released. He had to trust God. God was showing him all them dreams. And I know some of us get dreams, but we don't understand our dreams. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See? It doesn't stop us, because we are in a time of harvest. We are in a time in our life that God is saying, speak it and it shall be. You speak those things that they are today, God. Speak it. Speak it. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Speak it today. Speak life and life and life more abundantly. Speak it today, guys. Let it come alive in you. Speak it. I am healed. I am money. You speak it today. You declaring and you decreeing it today. Whatever you speak, it shall manifest. Be careful what you say out of your mouth. Because when we say it, we can't take it back. It's already sent out in the atmosphere. You go speak it as though they were today. See, a lot of people ain't going to say, well, Lord, I need help. I need you to work on me. I'm going to take it personal today. I'm going to say, Lord, I need you to work on me. I need more of you and less of me. We have a tendency of saying, well, my season is coming. No, I'm going to declare and decree my season is already here, because I'm expecting the expectancy today. I'm going to declare that thing today. My season is not coming. My season is already here. Glory to God. See, my faith comes by hearing and hearing God's word. I live for God, and for God I will die. Our faith works through love. You show that agape love, you'll be surprised how many people want to follow you. Why? Because that God love is all over you. See, you don't have to go out and tell people, well, I'm a pastor, I'm an evangelist. That's just a title. It's what you show into the people. The love you show into the people. The way you treat people. The way you talk.
okay, she is of God because her talk is different. Her walk is different. So therefore, people come to you and grasping the word, trying to feed off of you. And God say, give them, feed them your, feed them my word. See, we have to have a giving and a forgiving spirit so that love can abide within us. See, we have to forgive the ones that have hurt us, despitefully use us and talk about us. We got to forgive them. We got to forgive them no matter what. We have to forgive them in order to go forward in the things of God and in order for our blessings to come forth. Forgiveness is the key today, guys. Forgiveness is the key today. No matter if you don't like that person, you still forgive them. You be the bigger person and you say, I forgive you. I forgive you for what you done. I forgive you for what you said. You pray good for them. You never pray bad for a person. You always pray good for them. And let it be and move on and say, God bless them. God bless them today. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Because they don't have no recollection of what they are doing. Glory to God. Until you manifest faith, it's just like you're saying it over, like you're reciting it. You're reciting it. You're reciting it. You have to manifest it today. The Bible says, without faith, possible to please God. It is impossible to please God. See, you know why it's impossible for you to please God? Because you must exercise your faith to experience your request. Amen? Is a request known unto God. You got to let it manifest unto him. Glory to God. Why would God give us the ability to ask for something if we could not receive it? See, again, we don't know. Asking is part of acting in faith. When your mind is trained and you speak good and positive, you will not be able to move into that negative direction. Everything out of your mouth going to be positive. Everything out of their mouth going to be good. Express your thoughts and speak what you want to achieve. Whatever you want to achieve today, again, you're going to declare you are money. You are prosperity. You are healthy. You are wealthy. And always, you always want to be happy. You want to declare it today. Because sometimes the devil, he will throw you a Mickey. Because the devil's job is to come in to kill, steal, and destroy. But you're here to serve the devil. Notice and let him know today that he is a liar. I am happy. I am wealthy. I am healthy. You feel it ill in your body. You cancel that assignment of the enemy. You speak what God say, you are healed. He said, bread is the children's healing. You speak and declare healing over your body today. You declare whatever you want to be today. Change your mind in a way of where it should go. Not to acknowledge the possibility turn out the other way. Train your mind and start with your mindset, your mind. You don't want to turn dirty. No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to pray and wish bad for people. That's not of God. He said revenge belongs to him, not of you, not for us. Revenge is his. Don't belong to us. God is the one to curse, and God is the one to bless. Man can't bless you. Man can't curse you. Make up today in your mind whom, which day, whom you going to serve this day. Make up in your mind. Make up in your mind. Don't let the enemy say, oh, don't do this, because the enemy will come in. And when the enemy come in, the Holy Spirit will lift up that standard. Don't let people deter you from what God is calling you to do. Why? Because people will be jealous of you because they see what God is doing for you. And they wondering how you getting all these stuff. And they working two jobs, three jobs, just to live up with you, but don't know you a favorite of God. Thank you, Jesus. You God's favorite. God is blessing you, and they're trying to figure out. And by God blessing you, and they working all these jobs and still can't meet up to what you getting blessed from God, they're trying to bring you down. My God. You see how the devil works? They're trying to bring you down. They're trying to whisper in your ear, oh, don't go over there to that church, blah, 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 blah. Ain't no good and blah, 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 blah. Why? Because they don't want to see you being blessed. My God. My God. Faith is not an illusion. Faith is substance. Your faith is actually the thing you want. So again today, declare what you are. Declare it today. Speak it out of your mouth today. Speak it out of your mouth. Declare those things that are. Declare it today. I thank you for your time in the hands of Sister Diane, and I pray everyone was blessed by releasing your faith. Release it today. Declare it and decree it in the hands of Sister Diane.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for that word coming forth from Evangelist Nerisha today. Say, this your season for a breakthrough. Release your faith today. Heavenly Father, as you pour into us today, Father, we ask you, O God, to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate her, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, that the word that went forth today, that it was received, Lord. Father, we ask you to keep that hedge of protection round about her, Lord, Father, and we ask that you continue to use her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I tell you, the word is right. It's on time because a lot of us today is losing faith. Release your faith today. What are some of the words faith means? Trust, believe, and have confidence. The word of God say, put not your trust in princes. Don't put your trust in man. Put your trust in him. Believe on him. Have confidence in him. He created all that you see. He created the seeds for the trees that you're looking at today. He created the cement. He created it today. Put your faith today in him. You know, I remember Bishop Porter always used to give people a scripture, Mark 11, and he would tell them to read Mark 11, verse 22, 23, and 24. But make sure that you read and do also 25 and 26. And if you turn your Bibles to Mark 11, starting at the 22nd verse, it says, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Now, I know that not just in my Bible, but whatever Bible that you're reading, whatever translation that you're reading, I know from it says, have faith in God, is written in red. And we all know when it's written in red, who is doing the speaking. Verse 24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that ye receive them, that ye shall have them. Verse 25 and 26 reads, and when ye stand praying, forgive. Now, all these I heard Evangelist Sharisha mentioning to you. So again, and when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses, your sin that you commit. None of us here is sinless. None of us is sinless. And I'm going to read 25 and 26 again because it's very important. In your having your faith, trust, believe, and have confidence in who you are serving today. It say, and when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespasses. And when you want to learn more about faith, or you see something that is coming up against you, go, I was taught, you can go in the Bible and you can pull those Bible verses about faith. You can have the, write them down on your index card, a little sticky notes, and have them, you know, stick up. You may have some of them in your car. You may have some, you know, stick up on your in your office. Some people make plaques that they look up and read when, you know, they're just dealing with so much and overwhelmed. They look up and read the word that brings them peace, the word that brings them calm. Having faith in your Father which is in heaven, your creator, the author and the finisher of your life. You go in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. It says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye be rooted and grounded in love. Start off our scripture in Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Any one of these scriptures here? She said to you these scriptures in her talking. I am giving you the book and the scripture that you can find these. You can write them down. You can write it down, post it up for those of you that your faith is weak and you need to increase your faith. Release it today. And the more you continue to read about faith, the more your faith continue to grow. The more you hear it, the more you act on it. In Romans 15 and 13, it says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. James 1 and 6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That was. Read that one again. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. John 11, verse 40. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? To you, Mark 9 and 23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible of him that believes. That's your miracles. That's your healing. All these scriptures, when temptation and addiction come your way, James 1 and 3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Patience is a word none of us want. We don't want to deal with patience because we know what comes with patience when we ask for patience. Your joy and your salvation. 1 Peter 1, 8 and 9. Whom have ye not seen, ye love? In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. John 11, 25 and 26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Matthew 21, verse 22. And all things, I know you all know this, and all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. And all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. 1 John 5 and 4, I'm trusting that you're writing the scriptures down, that you can go back and you can make your little postcards, your little post-it, your little index card, your little book of faith, that you can go back and you can just read these when you're going through. 1 John 5 and 4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Romans 14 and 1. Him that is weak in faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputation. Him that is weak in faith, in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubt disputation. 1 Timothy 6:11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, love, patience, meekness. Mark 10:52. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Your healing, your salvation. My God. 13:2. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. You could have the gift of prophecy, but you don't carry it out with love, it is nothing. You do something for somebody and you have to talk about what you did for that person. You did not do it out of love. What charity is. Everything that God has given us is with love. If we are a child of God, then we are to operate in love. Whenever we are given a message, whenever you are doing something for someone, and I know some of you probably, because it just came to me, as far as when they are telling you and wanting you, because God is so merciful and love you that much, he is telling his man and woman of God, his mouthpiece, to minister onto you, for you to line up the path that you're going. You need to get off that path. He is mindful of you. He loves you that much. He loves us. Can you grasp that? If nobody loves you, know that God loves you today. Know that he loves you. In John 6:35, it says, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. He makes ways out of nowhere. It may not be what you want at that time, but you know what? It is food. You also heard Evangelist Sharisha said, life and death is in the power of the tongue. What is it that you're speaking? Are you speaking life out of your mouth, or are you speaking death out of your mouth? Because whatsoever is coming out of your mouth is what you are creating. If you say, I am nothing, eventually that's what you will be. Nothing. But when you change your way of speaking, I am life, I am joy, I am happiness, I am money, you are creating that atmosphere around you. God spoke and he created the world. Created the world. When it came to man, what he spoke is what he used to create man. Have faith today. Psalms 119 and 30. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgment have I laid before me. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like man, be strong. Your strength, your courage, it comes from our Lord and Savior. Romans 10 and 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hebrews 11 and 11. Through faith also Sarah received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. She trusted God. She was rewarded. Romans 1 and 17. For therefore therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Galatians 3:26 and 27. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. We all know that when he died on that cross, he died on the cross for our sins. For our sins. My sin, your sin, everybody's sin. Only man to walk this earth without sin. He walked both in the natural and in the spiritual without sin. Sin says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven. John 3:16. Everybody knows. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whatsoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You may not remember every scripture pertaining to faith, to increase your faith, talking about faith. But you know what? The more that you repeat it, and you don't have to say, you know, John 3:16 says, no, you can just say it. You can just say it. You believe in what you're saying. You're believing in who wrote these words. These are God's words. And people were quick to say, but man wrote the Bible. Of course, man wrote the Bible. Didn't Moses wrote the command? And for us to read any book, man has to write it. But what is the spirit that he's writing it in? A lot of people want to get technical in this. Oh, man wrote the Bible, this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. And man wrote all the other books also that you're reading. But the difference with this, when you're reading it, you read it in spirit and in truth. You cannot read the Bible like you read in any book that any other man wrote out there. This book is God's word. Is God's word. And he ordained them to write this book. 15 and 16 says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Which one do you want to be? Remember, life and death is in the power of your tongue. James 2 and 17. Even so, faith, if it had not worked, is dead, being alone. So today, prepare your heart, prepare your mind. Whatever it is that you're going through, begin to release your faith in God, that he will take care of you. He will take care of the situation. It may be your season for you to go through what you're going through, but having the faith in God that he is there when he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Said he will never leave you nor forsake you. We have a concordance in our Bible. So some have a small concordance, or you can go and you can buy the book of concordance. And you will find every scripture on the word faith that pertaining to faith. That pertaining to whatever it is that you're dealing with, you can find it and just search the scriptures, write it down. If you are sick today and you need healing in your body, they tell me Google is your best friend. Go to Google, go to Siri, go to Alexa and ask them, can I have all the scriptures for healing, all the scriptures for faith? I'm just showing you how to use your Bible. And when you find it, you go ahead and you write them down. You write and you begin to read it on a daily basis. You're feeding your spirit man, because we are spirit beings. You're feeding your spirit man. And you hear us say, you say it till you see it. Whatever God's will is for you, it will be done. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. However he sees fit to deal with whatever it is that we're going through, have faith. Continue to praise God. Continue to give him the honor and the glory that is due unto his holy name, no matter what it is that you're going through, because you're having that he is bringing you through. You're not standing in it. He is bringing you through. And when you come through, just like the Hebrew boys been thrown into the fire and they came out not smelling the smoke, use that as an example for yourself. No matter what it is that you're going through today, God got you. He got you once you trust, believe, and have confidence in him. So we thank you today for tuning in to this radio broadcast. We thank Evangelist Sharisha for finding it not robbery to come on this broadcast today and bring forth that word, releasing your faith, trusting that you will release your faith today. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us every Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Remember, prayer is universal. And if you're not afraid of the enemy, come on, begin to pray, war, and intercede. Because not only that your family needs you, the world needs you. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Facebook Live. And for those of you that don't have Facebook, you can also join us on that very conference number I just gave you, which is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. But every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have Facebook Live. If you have not liked and follow us yet, go ahead. Our Facebook page is Logion International Ministries, City of Victory. Click the like and follow button. Amen. Every Tuesday, we have Bible talk, and I tell you, it is real talk. It is real talk. And we talk about situations that is going on today that you can put scripture to it. You want to learn more about God? You have a question? You know, come on, join us at 6 p.m. every Tuesday night. And that call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, go ahead, check out our Facebook page, click on the link. Again, like and follow, and that's Logion International Ministries, City of Victory. You would like to sow a seed into this radio broadcast, continue to keep it on air. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Be blessed.
So much going on, so Let go, let God, oh, let go.